This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Good evening, one and all. Hello, how are you doing? Hope your evening is fabulous, as it's now just approached, really. End of the afternoon. That's a key issue, isn't it? Does the afternoon end at 5 or 6? You know, that hour between 5 and 6, is it technically late afternoon, early evening? I think now I've said it, I think it's early evening. I think the afternoon finishes at 5 for me. Anyway, what does it do for you? Let me know. Didn't expect to talk about that straight away at the beginning of the show. But anyway, hope you're all doing marvellously well. It's lovely to be here with another rip-roaring edition of the show that goes like this. Lots going on today. Loads of ridiculous holidays worth talking about. We may be able to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays, some information as ever about the Soft Drink World Cup, which is quite literally gripping the nation. And Bic Lol is back in the second hour of the show as well. Loads of great stuff to keep you entertained. Don't go anywhere. Don't turn your ears off. Keep them on. Keep them listening. 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. With me, Ben Simmons, with you now up until 8 o'clock tonight. So, petrol crisis is over then, is it? I've managed to get petrol relatively reasonably the last few times. I guess unless you're right next to a garage in central London, probably all forgotten about now. I still think there's something dodgy about it all. Someone told me that petrol can have a shelf life. Not many people bought it during the lockdowns. There was lots of excess petrol and somebody somewhere schemed and thought, how can we get people to buy petrol very quickly? I don't know. Maybe a load of rubbish, but it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Anyway, what's going on today on the 12th of October? Well, there are some brilliant wacky holidays I'm going to share with you. There are loads of tracks that link to those wacky holidays and don't go anywhere, basically. First of all, 12th of October, National Savings Day. Yeah, going to hit you up with some slightly worrying facts about savings after we've had an opening track to the show. So I think we can all guess first few tracks this evening going to be to do with money and whether we can save it or not. Don't know if ABBA did. They've made a comeback. Do they need any more?
Seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Money, money, money. Must be funny. Free, I bet you wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad. So I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Why are we playing tracks about money? If you joined us late and just heard the song and you're thinking, what's that for? The 12th of October is National Savings Day, where we should all celebrate having some savings. If we don't have savings, maybe we should worry about it and think, maybe I'll get some of those savings. Maybe you're not in a position to have any savings. You're thinking, shut up, Ben, I haven't got any savings. Well, I looked at some stats in the run-up to this show. Apparently, 39% of adults, that's over 20 million people, don't feel confident managing their money in the UK. It's not they don't feel confident managing their money in the UK, they'd feel confident managing it in other countries. I should have said in the UK, 39% of adults don't feel confident managing their money. That would have made more sense. Also, 11.5 million people have less than £100 in savings. And nearly 9 million of the UK population are in serious debt, and only around a third of those are receiving help. All I would say, I'm not a financial analyst or expert in any way whatsoever, but if you are in debt, if it is affecting your life adversely, all the companies you're in debt with have things in place to protect you, to help you. So they will talk to you. Do not just ignore it. Do not let it mount up. Talk to somebody about it. It's definitely one of those things of a problem shared is a problem halved. But certainly, if you're stressed because of debt, you should certainly contact financial organisations who may be able to help you. There are various processes in place to help people that get into serious debt. And should it ever come to this, I do know a couple of people who have voluntarily gone bankrupt and, you know, still managed to have successful lives and get on with things. You do just get restricted for a few years, and things do get monitored by other organisations and people to make sure that you're recovering. But, you know, not that that is a great option, but it is an option. So don't ever get so upset that it really begins to take over your life. That's my advice. I remember some good advice my dad gave me many years back when he said, I think he read it in some book somewhere and it stayed with him. And he said, you should always treat when you get a pay packet or any money for anything, 10% of everything you ever get paid is yours to keep. So don't try and spend 10% of everything. Just put it away somewhere and it really does mount up. Now, I haven't always been in a position to do that, but occasionally I've done it, and I'm grateful to my dad for that advice. Certainly something you could do, even 5%, you know. There are some brilliant apps now that help you save money as well, where if you buy something in a shop for £3.70, it rounds it up to £4, so it doesn't feel ridiculous, and it saves that 30p for you. And all those tiny transactions you have over the weeks and months will build up into some little savings pot that you may be able to rely on or keep for a rainy day or whatever. But there are things in place to help people. It's got a bit better, but yeah, we don't really teach finance in school, do we, from a young age? I think it's got to be worth doing. It's certainly important for everybody. So, yeah. Anyway, right, time for another track, and time for more tracks related to money. Now, if you have savings, well done. If you earn your money honestly, well done. If you don't earn it honestly, it's dirty cash.
Take me. can't reject it. You're the junkie, and I inject it into your bloodstream. It's like a bad dream. Money's the fiend. Do you know what I mean?
Phoenix FM.
Dirty Cash from the Adventures of Stevie V. That's one of those classic tracks, isn't it, where you remember the name of the track and then you think, who was that by? Adventures of Stevie V. I wouldn't have remembered that unless I'd got it ready for the show. Anyway, how are you doing this fabulous Tuesday, the 12th of October? Hope you're all good. The opening part of the show, we're thinking about money and savings. Why are we doing that? Because it's National Savings Day, the 12th of October. Don't know, nobody sort of carries on with that. Is it National Dip Into Your Savings Day and Buy Yourself Something? You know, who knows? Is it National Save a Load More Day? You know, or is it just acknowledge you have savings? I'm not sure. I guess that's down to personal preference. But anyway, a few more money facts to hit you up with. This is unbelievable. The top 1% of the wealthiest people in the world have 50% of the world's wealth. Wow, that is amazing. According to a study by Oxfam, the top 1% wealthiest people have 50% of the world's wealth, and it has now increased to 50.1%. Did you know that the 8 richest people in the world have the same amount of money between them as the bottom 50% of the entire world? That's ridiculous. And the 3.5 billion poorest adults, who account for 70% of the world's working age population, only have collectively 2.7% of global wealth. Well, that's upset me, mildly. What else can I tell you? Well, do you remember a few years back, after political issues and various issues going on in the country, there was hyperinflation in Zimbabwe, where cost of things just went up ludicrously. So ended up with a loaf of bread costing $300 billion in Zimbabwe. And therefore, the government had to produce a $100 trillion note. So that does exist in Zimbabwean currency, a $100 trillion note. There you go. Although it's pretty much worthless, it's worth about 40 US cents at the moment, $100 trillion in Zimbabwe, or at the time, I think it was. I believe it's recovered slightly, the Zimbabwean currency now. But UK money has notes known as Giants and Titans. Did you know this? See, we're all fortunate if we've ever seen a £50 note. That's not where it stops. Oh, no, a giant in the UK is a £1 million note. That wouldn't look quite so good in those heist movies, would it? Carrying a briefcase along. There's £1 million in here. It's just one note. Don't take the mickey. No, no, it's a giant. And you think a giant's big. What about a titan? A titan is a £100 million note. I guess it kind of brings home to roost the fact that those paper things that we think of as money, it's not really anything, is it? It's just a bit of paper with a promise on it. If you actually look at it, a note, a £5, £10 or £20 note says, I promise to pay the bearer on demand the sum of. Bit weird when you get into that, isn't it? You know, £1 million note, £100 million note, giants and titans. I never knew. Now you know as well. If something is worth that much, it's going to have a heck of a price tag, isn't it? Thanks.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this here on 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com, or if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. Marvellous. Here's another lovely money fact for you. About $30 billion of Monopoly money is printed each year, compared to $972 million of real money in the US. So each year, Monopoly prints 30 times the amount of money than the US Federal Reserve. That is a bit weird, isn't it? Have you ever had someone be playing Monopoly and done that classic tip up the board and sulk? I think I have once. I'm trying to remember who it was. I can't absolutely remember. But I'm sure we've all had the experience of playing a board game with someone who doesn't like it. You never remember where the pieces go. Disaster. It's made me want to talk about board games. I don't know why. It's not particularly related to money. They're not that expensive, are they? What was the last board game you bought? Now everybody plays games on phones. It's difficult, isn't it? We don't really sit down to board games very much anymore. Monopoly Classic, Game of Life was a classic when I was a kid. Then you had those strategy games like Connect Four, always popular, always marvellous. Boggle, does anyone remember Boggle? Yes. If you want to send me a message, then that would be utterly fabulous of you. You can get in touch in a variety of ways. We've got my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, my Ben Simmons personal Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Or, if you're on the Mixcloud, there was a slight delay to the feed going live at the beginning of the show, but you can go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98FM and join the chat there as well and actually see me in the studio, as Paul Milton has done once again. Hello to you, Paul. I'm good. Hope you are too. Nice to know you're on the Mixcloud and tuned in. Right, I'm going to keep the music coming. We've had lots of tracks related to money at the beginning of the show because the 12th of October is National Savings Day. And I guess we could all have more savings, no matter how many you've really got. Do you need another dollar, though? Allo Black does.
Inside the bottle,
maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me, you help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child that's got his own. It ain't written in stone.
Hey, hey.
Because I've been working, working myself down to the bone. And I swear on Grandpa's grave, I'll be paid when I come home.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, share your dollar with me.
FM.
That should have said this.
Phoenix FM.
It does now. Anyway, how you doing? Hope you're all fabulous. That was Aloe Black's brilliant I Need a Dollar. As many of us in the UK do. Well, we need a pound. Probably more. If I had a pound for every time someone had said they need a pound, I'd have £3. Now then, another lovely money fact for you. The first ATM machine, when was it installed? Go on, have a guess. I'm going to shock you, I'm pretty sure. It's a bit further back than I would imagine. The first ATM machine in the UK was installed in 1967. Yes, I was surprised, but we've all heard of an ATM machine. I'm going to tell you that it was invented by John Shepherd Barron, who came up with the idea whilst taking a bath. An ATM, or cash point, the first ever one, was installed in a Barclays in London in 1967. Previously, the only way to get your money was to go into the bank and speak to the person behind the glass, or the teller, if you like. And that's what ATM stands for. Many people don't know that. Automated Teller Machine. There we go. Cash point. Bit easier, isn't it? Automated Teller Machine. Wouldn't have known it stood for that. I do now because of this programme, and that's what I hope I'm bringing to many of you lovely Legend listeners tonight. Things you weren't quite sure about, but you get that extra little bit of clarity by tuning in to the show that goes like this. It's well worth being here. Great music for you to listen to. Interesting facts, you learn stuff by tuning into the show. We're going to have another track, then we're going to have some celebrity birthdays. Just half an hour in. You're very lucky, aren't you? Here's a final money-related track from Simply Red. They don't even really want to talk about money.
Call on my father, father, almighty father.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and as promised, I'm not going to forget what I said I'd do just before that track. I'm only going to actually go and do it. Yes, it's time for today's celebrity birthdays on the 12th of October. Who is celebrating? Well, Greatest Showman actor Hugh Jackman is 52 today. Singer Callum Scott is 32 today. TV personality and presenter Katie Piper is 37 today. Ex-Family Fortunes host Les Dennis is 68 today. Rocker Rick Parfitt is 73 today. Former Tottenham and England defender, now a coach at Spurs, Ledley King is 41 today. And TV presenter Angela Rippon is 77. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you. Guess what? It's not going to happen live on the radio, but in 2 days' time, it's my birthday. I've got to that stage where it doesn't really hit you until a couple of days before that it's your birthday, that you're getting another year older. I've always looked forward to birthdays. I've always enjoyed them. I've always tried to do nice things on my birthday. I believe Thursday will be no different. My wife has told me I'm going somewhere on Thursday, and she hasn't told me where I'm going, so that's exciting. Something to look forward to, and I'm sure there'll be lovely times with family and friends, etc. So it's all going to be great. Looking forward to it. If you want to send me a pre-birthday happy birthday message, then probably a bit of a waste of time. Wait till Thursday. It's my actual birthday. Right, so what's coming up now? Well, we've dealt with National Savings Day, which is one of the wacky holidays, on the 12th of October. What else occurs on the 12th of October? Well, did you know it is also today International Face Your Fears Day? Don't push them to the back of your mind and never, ever try and deal with it. It is Face Your Fears Day. Face up to them. Head on. Take on those fears. Go for it. That's what I say. But, have a go. Well, there are a few things I'm afraid of. We'll deal with these in a minute because I've got a list of the top 10 things that people are afraid of. But before we worry about that, let's have some music to get us going, facing our fears. Sometimes you can be afraid of something, you're not quite sure what it is, it just gives you the creeps. Here's Fede LeGrand.
Can we take the ride? Free drinks all tonight. Take some happy face. Break me, cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind. Waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on,
come on.
That was Fede LeGrand and the Creeps, and now we're going to deal with what makes us afraid. What are some things that people are most afraid of? Well, I've done a little bit of research on a website that lists the top 10 things that people fear the most. And I don't know if it's kind of any particular order or if they get sort of increasingly bad as you get to number one. But I'm going to start at number 10 and we'll count down to number one in the hope that this was put together in order. So what are people afraid of? Well, at number 10, thunder and lightning. Apparently, many small children are afraid of storms, and surprisingly, it's not something everyone grows out of. There are many adults who can be cowering under the covers in the bedroom when thunder and lightning happens. I remember my mum driving me through a rainstorm and thunderstorm and forked lightning hitting the road in front of us as we were driving along with my friend Sam. My mum was driving us. It was a harrowing journey for us all. I got to where I was going with Sam, which was to his house. My mum had to drive home on her own, probably worried about the lightning. I guess all it is that realisation that you're in a metal thing and there's electricity coming down that's going to want to latch on to metal things. You don't want your car to be hit by lightning, do you? Certainly as a human, you don't want to be hit by lightning. Isn't it true that if there is a lightning storm, You shouldn't take cover under a tree because there's a high chance of the tree getting hit by lightning, and if you're under it, it could affect you very badly. I think I've heard that. Also, I was in an aeroplane. Where was this trip? Was it coming back from South Africa? It could have been somewhere entirely different. Coming to Vegas or back from Vegas. Well, those are the two longest flights I've been on in the last few years. But our plane got hit by lightning. And all the lights momentarily went out, instantly came back on. Some people went, ah! And the flight crew all said, don't worry, it was a lightning strike. It happens to planes all the time. Yes, of course, giant metal tube flying along in the sky. Lightning storm, going to latch onto it, isn't it? Apparently they have things in place to protect them from losing power. And it didn't affect us adversely at all, other than a brief flicker of the lighting. So, yeah, and some people instantly panicking and then going, oh, no, it's okay. They've told us it's okay. So, yeah, that's number 10. What's number 9? Bit of a surprising one, possibly, unless you've ever been attacked. Number 9, the fear of dogs. They may be man's best friend, but dogs also embody a certain amount of fear, usually linked to traumas surrounding an attack in childhood. And a dog that is prone to attack will only be encouraged to do so by the person it's attacking or trying to attack panicking about it. So yeah, it is almost that it can sense your fear and it makes it more likely to attack if it was going to attack in the first place and you start going, and running away, it will chase after you. There you go. I don't have any advice for how to deal with a dog attack. I've never been attacked by a dog. I remember delivering papers when I was a youngster and dogs coming and ripping them out of your hand, the other side of the letterbox. But fortunately, never been attacked by a dog. I can imagine it is extremely traumatic, but I like all animals. I think they deserve to just be left in peace. You know, it makes you wonder, why do animals become violent? It's got to be something to do with the way they're looked after on occasions, I would suggest. Sometimes it isn't as well, I'm sure. Who knows? But dogs, they, on the whole, they're quite lovely, aren't they? They provide so much comfort to people and friendship to people, companionship. Unfortunately, ones that attack can cause traumas. What's number 8 on the list? Well, number 8, thing that people are most afraid of, mice. It's a bit ironic that one of the most beloved characters of all time is Mickey Mouse, but if he was to be life-size and represent a rodent, it can invoke irrational, mind-numbing terror in many. When you separate the data of men and women instead of people as a whole, mice terrify women significantly more than men. So, yeah, there's another one for you. One more before we go to another track. Number 7, fear of enclosed spaces, otherwise known as claustrophobia. I have to say, I've got more like that as I've got older. Simple everyday experiences like getting in a lift to your office can leave many feeling both shaken and stirred. And the extreme end of the claustrophobic spectrum leads to vivid nightmares of being buried alive. But yeah, I worked for a costume character company where you'd wear giant suits of cartoon characters and go to family events and have photographs of people and whatever. And when they started creating them, the performer, if you like, would put on some kind of bodysuit, and then the head would go on last, which would have an elastic chin strap, and you'd have big furry hands on. But in an emergency, you could always get to your elastic chin strap and lift off your own head yourself if you needed to get some air, get away from the public, you know, and just quickly take the head off. That was possible. Towards the latter stages of me working for them, having worked for this company for over 10 years, they started designing costumes that you had to be clipped into, zipped into, poppered onto, and you couldn't take off yourself. You needed a minder to dress you and undress you. And I didn't like that. I didn't like losing the control. It made me feel more claustrophobic when I was inside. I think it was more the worry of not being able to take it all off. But yeah, there you go. That's just my own personal issue. But that's 10, 9, 8 and 7 on the list. Higher numbers coming soon. Now we're going to play some tracks linked to more fears. We've had The Creeps. Fear of Loneliness. That's not on this list. Nobody wants it, though. The Feeling don't.
People in love get fast and foolish. People in love get everything wrong. People in love get scared and stupid. People in love get everything wrong. Listen out long.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, coming up to the end of the first hour of the show. Thanks for still being here. It's lovely to know you're out there tuned in, and some people joining us on Mixcloud, getting the webcam feed, seeing what I look like tonight in the studio. I like to think I've made a bit more effort clothes-wise this evening and a bit less effort face-wise. So if you bother going on Mixcloud and seeing the webcam feed, you'll understand why. I haven't shaved for a couple of days. There we go. I've just realised as well that I'm going to be playing the King in pantomime and I will need to possibly age myself up about 5 to 10 years. I may grow some facial hair for my pantomime role. My wife won't be pleased because she doesn't like me so much with the old facial hair, but we'll have to negotiate when I stop shaving, how soon before I go away for pantomime. Got a couple of weeks rehearsal for it to grow out a bit more, I've decided, the craziness of that. That could be exciting. Anyway, what else are people afraid of on the International Face Your Fears Day? We're going to deal with that. So at number 6 on this list of the top 10 things people are afraid of, can you guess what's coming? It's another one that's big for me. Probably if it was for me, this would be number 1 on my list. Spiders and insects. Not too bothered about some insects, spiders. Now this is the weird thing. I can have a money spider crawling all over me and think, oh, that's quite cute. If it gets any bigger than a 5p, I'm like, ah, get it off me, I don't want it anywhere near, no, no. And if it's like a fully grown house spider, I'm like, nope, can't really, can just about put a glass over it. Takes me a few minutes to get the bit of card under the glass, and then I sort of panicked, have a panicked walk to my back door to put the thing outside. yeah, I don't know why, I don't like it. My best friend Nick Murphy, he can just pick them up in his hands and get rid of them. I'm slightly jealous of him every time I've seen him do that. But, you know, there are those people, I've always thought it's incredible, where they get them, well, I've seen examples of it, who knows, there could be actors being paid millions, but they get people on This Morning and stuff going, I'm terrified of spiders, then they bring out a spider in a case and go, no, I don't want it anywhere near me. And then they go and chat to a hypnotherapist for an hour, and then it cuts back to them on the sofa holding the spider on their hands. And I've had some people say to me, why don't you see a hypnotherapist and get your fear fixed? It's like, I don't want to. I just don't want to hold the spider. I'm not going to come into contact with them that frequently. I've got a device that's a sort of humane spider hoover now, that's a long tube with some sort of motor in the bottom of it that hoovers them into it, doesn't hurt them, and then you can just release them outside. That is a brilliant invention. I'm very excited to own that. But certainly anything like a tarantula, don't let it near me. Never ever going to hold a tarantula. You know, even if someone offered me £1 million, well, no. Right, what's number 5 on the list? Well, apparently it's a fear of flying. Millions of dollars are spent on medication, self-help books, audio CDs, even tiny bottles of alcohol to help people cope when they're terrified of taking a flight on an aeroplane. And it can be a fear on its own, or it can be incorporated with some of the others. Well, I'm not going to mention because they're higher up on the list. But possibly claustrophobia, that was beneath it. I'm not going to mention the other one. But yeah, many, many people have a fear of flying. I've never been affected by that. I've always found it quite exhilarating. I like the takeoff. I've had one or two ropey landings where you think, oh, that was a bit weird. But nothing horrendous. And yeah, I do appreciate many people find it terrifying. I'm not one of those people. What else is a fear for many before we go to another track? Well, again, one that doesn't bother me too much. I'd probably walk away calmly if there was one near me, but a fear of snakes. And the website that's done this research says it's probably a good rule of thumb to follow. If it scares Indiana Jones, it should scare you. So yeah, he didn't like snakes, did he? But many perceive them to be slimy and sinister. In reality, most snakes aren't, but since one talked Eve into taking a bite out of that apple, snakes have a bad reputation. Yes. There we go. I remember my mum and dad's best friends with a couple, and the lady in that couple absolutely terrified of snakes. My mum and dad's friend Anna, she just couldn't have anything to do with them. Even a picture of a snake in a book, she would scream. Yeah, I don't know. I did a job where we had to hold the snake. Many of us stood in line for this promotional thing. Had a python, like a 7-foot python, along the line. I was at one end and had the head end. I was holding it where I'd imagine its neck was, if a snake had a neck, just a couple of inches away from its head. And then it was obviously trying to get its head through my grip. And I thought, if it does that, it can bite me. I'm going to grip it a bit harder. And then I thought, can you strangle a snake? I don't want to do that. Fortunately, the experience was over relatively soon afterwards. But I wasn't afraid. No. There we go. Interesting, I'm sure you'll agree. Time for another track. What else scares people? Well, we've had the creeps, we've had loneliness. Ghosts. People don't like ghosts, do they? Not a lot of songs about ghosts. Harry Styles sang about two of them, though.
Same eyes blue, same white shirt, couple more tattoos. It's not you, and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real. Sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can't touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. The fridge light washes this room white. The moon dances over your good side. This was all we used to need. Tongue-tied like never known, telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. To remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. I'm just trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Harry Styles and two ghosts on this Tuesday, the 12th of October, National Savings Day, and also International Face Your Fears Day. So, We've dealt with the fact that people can be afraid of... Hang on, let's go through the list so far. What was it? Thunder and lightning at 10, dogs at 9, mice at 8, 7, enclosed spaces, 6, spiders and insects, 5, flying, 4, snakes. What are the top 3 fears going to be revealed to be? Can you guess? I'm certainly surprised by 2 of these 3. Anyway, at number 3, going to the dentist. Well, I know my mum recently had to go to the dentist and she didn't like it. I don't know if she has what I would call an irrational fear of going to the dentist just when you need to have a certain procedure done. She was a bit worried about it. But yes, many people are traumatised by some dental experience in the past. Some are really afraid of needles as well and they associate that with the dentist. But it's number 3 on the list. Yeah, I've never had a terrible experience at the dentist. I think I can remember having my mouth made numb once. I think with many injections, I'm always, as long as I don't see the thing, as long as I just feel the scratch or the pain from it, it's fine. You know, I don't mind, but I don't like the anticipation once you've seen the needle. Anyway, yeah, it's a weird feeling when your mouth goes numb. Those of us that have experienced it will probably know what I'm talking about. Those that haven't, you've probably got it coming at some point in the future. But yeah, that thing where you can sort of touch the outside of your face and not feel it on the inside. Very, very bizarre. But it came back, obviously, you know. Anyway, number 3 on the list, going to the dentist. What's at number 2? The second most fearful thing for many people, heights. The fear of heights. Everyone has probably experienced vertigo every now and again, but those who suffer from a legitimate fear of heights can truly understand how unsettling it can be, and there's no kind of set limit. People can be equally panicked when faced with being at the top of a mountain or the top of an escalator or the top of a ladder. So those people certainly won't be visiting the Grand Canyon, the Eiffel Tower or the London Eye anytime soon. Again, I've not really been affected too badly by a fear of heights. I've been up the Empire State Building. I've been in the Grand Canyon, actually. I've never been on the London Eye. That's ridiculous, isn't it? When you think about the distance of those landmarks from where I live, the Grand Canyon, thousands of miles away, the Empire State Building, thousands of miles away. Been to both of those. The London Eye, about 20 miles away. Never been up it. Yeah. Really just occurred to me how bizarre that is. But yes, if you have a fear of heights, then you will know what that is like. It's not too bad for me. I've been up high many times and thought, that's an interesting view. And even when I've looked straight down, it's definitely worse when you look down at your feet, isn't it? If you're up somewhere very high or even on a ladder or something like that. Yes, right. What's number 1 on this list? The most feared thing in the world. Well, as someone in the profession I'm in, I'm surprised about this one, but I guess when you're not in this profession, it can make a lot of sense for a lot of people. Most people throughout the world are terrified of public speaking. Yes. Most of us are self-conscious enough when we leave the house, often perceiving people are watching us, judging us for a possible fashion faux pas or some extra holiday weight around the middle. But what if all eyes really are on you? Many people utterly, utterly terrified of public speaking. There we go. I'm surprised. I am a bit surprised because it's never bothered me in the slightest. When I first started performing as a teenager, I belonged to a youth theatre, and I used to get a kind of panicked anticipation literally before I was about to go on stage or into the performance venue. And once I started, any fear went away and it was fine. And as I've got older, I don't get the sort of pre-performance fear thing that I got at a very young age. It's bizarre. It's bizarre, but no, hasn't affected me too badly at all. I do appreciate it can be a big thing for many people, though. So, yeah, fear of public speaking, number 1 on the list of most feared things on this 12th of October, International Face Your Fears Day. You may have a fear of water. In that case, you won't enjoy this track from Atomic Kitten.
Subject
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. We're dealing with fears for a few more minutes and then we're on to the next section of the show, another wacky holiday with some more tracks associated with it. We've still got Bic Lol to come with another fabulous competitor waiting to take part tonight. So yes, Bic Lol back this evening. I'm sure many previous Bic Lol contestants will be tuning in as ever to find out how their place on the leaderboard is affected. Our very own Stuart Pink was upset that he'd gone down from position number 3 to position number 4 after Steve Hewlett, well, rose like a salmon to the top of the leaderboard a few weeks back. Anyway, carrying on with fears and zoophobia, or fear of particular animals, that what kind of feelings did it say it gives? Hang on, let me get back to the top of this thing. Feelings of disgust. Zoophobia causes people to recoil with fear or disgust. That was what I was looking for. At the sight of certain animals. A bit bizarre. But online surveys were conducted showing participants photos of ants, bats, bulls, cats, cockroaches, dogs, fish, frogs, horses, lizards, lice, maggots, moths, mice, pigeons, rats, roosters, roundworms, snails, snakes, spiders, tapeworms and wasps. That is a lot of animals. Also displayed photos of snakes, but because some research has shown not all snakes are similarly feared, it included two types, poisonous ones and harmless grass snakes. And as a control animal, researchers also included photos of pandas, which are not known to be a significant source of zoophobia. You've got to have some real underlying issue if you've got an irrational fear of pandas, haven't you? But the most feared animal, spiders, caused the strongest response from the participants in this study. and then snakes. So spiders and then snakes. Out of that list of animals, guess what comes next? No, it's not maggots. Not rats. Nope. Not frogs. Not lice. Bulls. Bulls? Really? Well, I guess if you're in a field and there's an angry one ahead of you, there's good reason to be afraid of it. But just generally, bulls? I'm amazed. Apparently, the least fear elicited from animals in the study was that of snails, fish, and cats. Well, there we go. Snails, fish, and cats are not scary, whereas spiders, snakes, and bulls are. Well, I'm putting that to bed now and building up towards Bicklow around about 7:30. So let's forget about fears. Let's have one more track that's related very, very loosely to fears. And the fear of falling. Many people have a fear of falling. Not many people have a fear of falling in love. Commitment is another issue. Here's Elvis. Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love. So it goes, some things are meant to be.
FM.
Classic Elvis Presley, can't help falling in love and isn't afraid about it while he's singing, I'm sure. So, yes, 12th of October, National Savings Day and International Face Your Fears Day. And in terms of wacky holidays, here comes a belter. What else is there on the 12th of October? International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. It's a bizarre one. Let's say that again, just to make sure you understand. International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. There we go. When you have a moment of frustration and it makes you scream, and it happens all over the world, today's the day to recognise it, 12th of October. International Moment of Frustration Scream day. Yes, it needs its own day. It needs to be recognised. We all have moments of frustration. We all scream about it. What we don't do is talk about it enough, maybe. Our moments of frustration and our screams. Okay, well, to that end, let's have a track that talks about it. Let's have Will.i.am and Britney. They like screaming and shouting. I love this bit. Bring the action. Go on, say that. I love that.
Bring the action.
When you dance in the club, you gotta chip, turn it up. You gotta chip, turn it up. You gotta chip, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rocking with Will.i.am and
Britney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo, rock it out, rockin' out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, house, house. Hey, yo, turn it up and don't turn it down. Here we go shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear us in the club, you gotta chip, turn it up. You gotta chip, turn it up. You gotta chip, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rocking with Will.i.am and
Britney. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's time to learn about screams. Just when you think you didn't know enough about the art of screaming, you're going to know more after this next section. Because if you just joined us, the 12th of October is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. Okay, but why do humans scream anyway? Well, whether it's a baby crying on an aeroplane's liftoff, a person shrieking when they stumble upon something shocking, or a kid having a tantrum because they want to get their way, people scream in reaction to all kinds of situations. But why people scream has remained a mystery until some new research has been carried out by Professor David Purple, Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at New York University. And his name's not Purple the colour, it's P-O-E-P-P-E-L, but pronounced Purple, which I think is vaguely amusing. Whether he screamed about it when he realised there was multiple spellings of his name, who knows. But he had 19 volunteer screamers scream in a lab sound booth. And, yes, why did he do that? Well, the researchers measured the sound properties of screams versus normal conversation in terms of volume, and also how volunteers responded behaviourally to screams. And they then looked at brain images of people listening to screams and saw something they found fascinating. Screams weren't being interpreted by the brain in the way normal sounds were. Normally, your brain takes a sound you hear and delivers it to a section of your brain dedicated to making sense of these sounds, such as the gender of the speaker, their age, their tone. But screams don't follow that route. Apparently, instead, screams are sent from the ear to the amygdala, the brain's fear processing warehouse. So, yeah, apparently the amygdala is a nucleus in the brain especially sensitive to information about fear. So it means screams are inherently considered not just sound, but a trigger for heightened awareness. So, yes, it's sent to a different part of the brain than other sounds, and conveys danger, but also induces fear in the listener and heightens awareness for both the screamer and the listener to respond to their environment. Well, did you know you would learn things about screaming on the show that goes like this tonight, on International Moment of Frustration Scream Day? Another word for screaming, crying, is it? Flo Rida does it.
But only one rider. I just feel got me swimming like a diver. Can't let go, I got fans in Okinawa. My heart's in Japan, quake losers and survivors. Norway, no, you didn't get my flowers. No way to stand better, but the killer was a coward. Face just showered, a minute in an hour. Heard about the news, whole day went sour. Feel the moment, got me feeling like a lemon head. Put you in the box, just as poison as a cigarette. Take on my regards, but regardless, I get arrested. Ain't worried about the killer, just a young and restless. Get mad, cause a $250,000 on my necklace. To you, I never said I was driving reckless. You and I know the jealousy is not oppressive. Oh no, I can't stop, I was destined.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, this fabulous Tuesday, the 12th of October. And as we approach 7:30 this evening, as promised earlier, yes, BicLol is back!
Not true. That's impossible!
Let's say a big hello to tonight's wonderful Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends competitor. It's the brilliant Laden Tunchai.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. I missed you.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. Now, I should tell the listeners that you've recently been abroad, back to your home country of Cyprus, and now you're in quarantine. You've got a quarantine for another week, is it?
Yes, it's gonna be like 10 days, and today is my 4th day.
Oh wow, okay. How are you finding quarantine so far? Is it tough, or have you got people bringing you food and supplies, or are you ordering in? What are you doing?
Yeah, I've got the best flatmate, so he's doing shopping and the food for me. It's all right, actually. Today is my 4th day and it's going really quick.
Okay.
I don't mind. I can work from home, so it's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's good. But obviously it was worth it because you got to go home to Cyprus for 5-6 weeks. How long was it you hadn't been able to go home?
It was like 1.5 years.
Wow.
And I've never not been home for that long. Like, I miss my mom so much, and it was like the best holiday.
Yeah.
That I haven't seen in years. Yeah, it was amazing.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, although you're probably sad to be back in the UK, I'm glad you're back in the UK because now you can take part in this fantastic quiz I've been trying to get you to do for a little while.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Excellent. Okay. Well, just to recap for everybody and yourself, 3 questions. The first question, the answer is somewhere between 1 and 10,000. The second question, the answer is somewhere between 1 and 1,000. And the third question, the answer is a bit easier, between 1 and 20. So are you ready for this? Shall we go for it?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay, good luck. Laden Tunchai, it's time for BicLol. Right, question one. Obviously, you've recently travelled to Cyprus. Presumably, you flew there rather than swim or get a boat or anything. What is the distance between London and Cyprus in kilometres? What is the distance in kilometres, London to Cyprus? All you know is it's less than 10,000.
I'm going to say 7,622.
Very specific. Right, we'll deal with the answers after you've asked all the questions. Okay. Question two. I know with your business that you run, you sell a lot of items online on various stores, particularly on eBay. So how the most expensive item ever sold on eBay was called the Giga Yacht, which Roman Abramovich, the chairman of Chelsea Football Club, bought. But how much did he pay for the most expensive item ever sold on eBay in millions of dollars? So it's a certain number of millions of dollars, but it's between zero and $1,999.
I'm going to say 18 million.
18? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right, right. And then the third question. I know you and I share a mutual love of Jaffa Cakes, and therefore
we love our Jaffa Cakes.
We do. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what is the record for the most Jaffa Cakes eaten in 1 minute? And it's between 1 and 20. Most Jaffa Cakes eaten in 1 minute. I could probably eat a whole packet in a minute, I reckon.
Yeah, same. I'm going to say 11.
Okay, 11. Right, well, Laden, I'm pleased to tell you, for you, BicLol is over. So So, so well done.
How well did I do?
Right, I've got to do some maths. So just bear with me while I work out some of the answers with my math skills. And I can tell you, you've not disgraced yourself. Let's say that.
I'm nervous.
Right. Let me just do that on my computer. You would be there. Okay, right. So, question one, the distance between London and Cyprus in kilometres. You said 7,622. The correct answer is 3,219. So,
oh, wow. That's it.
It was not quite as far as you thought. So, 4,400 out there and three. Question two. The most expensive item ever sold on eBay is Roman Abramovich's Giga Yacht. You said he paid $18 million for it. He paid a little bit more, $168 million. $168 million, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that was minus $150 on that one. Not bad. And then the record for the most Jaffa Cakes eaten in 1 minute. You said 11. Correct answer, 17. So you're only six out on that one. But that gives you... Yeah, I know. I reckon I could beat that record. I might try one day.
I'm gonna try it too.
It could give you something to do in quarantine, yeah. But that gives you a total score of minus 4,559, which puts you in 19th place on the leaderboard, Laden. So you haven't done amazingly, but you're not bottom. So that's all. But I think you did respectably, really. I thought you might actually know how far it was to Cyprus, because sometimes they say on the plane, don't they? I was worried, but you didn't.
See, I'm always sleeping on the
plane. Fair enough. How long is it? It can't be too long a flight, is it? How long's the flight to Cyprus?
It's about 5 hours when you fly direct. Oh,
okay. Yeah. What's the furthest place you've ever been to? On a flight, I think mine is South America. I had to fly back from Chile to Brazil to London. It took me a whole day of travelling to get home.
I've been to the US from Turkey, so I had to fly from Cyprus to Turkey the day before.
Ah, yeah.
And that was another day.
Wow, yeah. Well, that's awesome. Listen, I could talk to you all day, obviously, but unfortunately I've got to get on with the end of the radio show now. But thanks for coming on and being a fabulous competitor.
Thank you for having me. Hope to see you soon.
Yes, Laden, it's been an absolute pleasure. So well done, and I'll see you again. Take care.
Bye.
Now here's this from the Rolling Stones.
I tried.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Rolling Stones, of course, and Satisfaction after the very lovely Laden Tunchai was the latest Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends competitor and has risen, or sunk really, at 19th place on the leaderboard. But a good effort nonetheless, and thanks so much for taking part. Well, we've already dealt with National Savings Day, International Face Your Fears Day and International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. All those are over with now. What's coming up in the last 20 minutes of tonight's show? Well, did you know the 12th of October all over the world is Free Thought Day? Yes, you can think what you like freely. It's weird to think that there could be places where you can't, but, well, who's to know what you're thinking, I guess. But free thought is being made acceptable all over the world today. For me, it's acceptable everywhere anyway, but apparently you need to celebrate it on the 12th of October. It's a day for free thinking and free thought, which is marvellous. So we'll have some facts about that. I've got to tell you about the Soft Drink World Cup as well. There's been a brief hiatus in it while some controversy has been ironed out. But until then, let's have a track about free thought. Well, it's got free in it. The band's called Free. They're all right now.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
Now you're gonna trick me in love.
Phoenix FM.
Classic free and all right now, because now in the final 15 minutes of the show, we're on to the fact it's Free Thought Day today on the 12th of October. I guess we're embracing all things like freedom of speech, etc. Freedom of speech was established in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution in 1791, along with freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and the right to assemble. In 1948, the UN recognised free speech as a human right in the International Declaration of Human Rights. Take a stand against censorship and improve literacy rates by reading banned books. What? That's a weird sort of advert on this website, I think. But, yeah, the UN didn't recognise free speech as a human right until 1948. So you could think what you like, but you couldn't say it until then. That's weird to think, isn't it? Well, okay, I'm going to try and squeeze in... Oh, have I got time? Yes, I have. Three more tracks before I leave you, and then Rob is in with Synth City again from 8 o'clock. Until then, though, let's have people that want to break free. Here's Queen.
Break free.
Phoenix FM.
Going to tell you very quickly about the Soft Drink World Cup because it has had a hiatus. I was blaming it on admin and the directors squabbling with each other, but let's be honest, it's me that runs it on my own. There has been a hiatus. The knockout round started a couple of weeks back with Lilt versus Cream Soda, and Lilt trounced Cream Soda 75% to 25%. And in an effort to catch up from this week to next week, so do keep an eye on the Twitter at BenSimRadio, there will be multiple knockout rounds taking place during the same week to make sure we can get this Soft Drink World Cup done and dusted before Christmas. Well, it does seem a long way away, but I go away end of November for my pantomime. So it needs to be done and dusted by then, and there's a lot of knockout games still to happen. So do keep an eye on at BenSimRadio. Your votes will be much appreciated in the Soft Drink World Cup. Game 2, 3 and 4 probably will happen this week. So have a look on there at BenSimRadio. Hashtag Soft Drink World Cup. You can find out all the info. Back to International Free Thought Day. Here's Wham!
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the very much home straight of the show that goes like this. It's been another fabulous show. Hope you've enjoyed listening to it tonight. And it's been the 12th of October and we've dealt with the fact it's National Savings Day, International Face Your Fears Day, International Moment of Frustration Scream Day, and also Free Thought Day all over the world. Well, what have we learnt by tuning into tonight's show? Well, we've learnt that many people in the UK have savings of less than £100, which is a little bit amazing. Also, people all over the world's biggest fear is public speaking. Bigger than spiders or claustrophobia or heights. Public speaking terrifies more people than anything else. And finally, when you scream, it elicits a response in your brain that gives you heightened awareness of the situation and triggers your fear response. So it's not just treated the same as other sounds. I think it's been fascinating being involved with tonight's show. Hopefully you've thought that listening to it as well. As I said before, don't go anywhere because straight after me and the news at 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey back with another brilliant Synth City. That will be on the airwaves very shortly. What about a song to play us out? Well, the last few have all been to do with Free Thought Day and have heavily featured the words free or freedom. Here's a song that can't help but make you smile. When you do, it's sung by Ricky Gervais as his character David Brent, and it includes the word free a couple of times. It's Free Love Freeway. See you next week.
Pretty girl on the hood of a Cadillac, yeah. She's broken down on Freeway 9. I take a look and get her engine started. Leave her purring and her rolling by. Bye-bye. Free love on the free love freeway. Love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. While later, see a senorita. She's caught a flight trying to make it home. She says, por favor, can you pump me up? I said, muchos gracias and adios, bye bye.
Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long.
I got some
hot love on the hot love highway. Going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. Down the road I see a cowboy crying. Hey buddy, what can I do? He said, I led a good life, I had about 1,000 women. I said, then why the tears? He said, cause none of them was you.